Hi, we're Kai Sky.
And you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. It's Sean Berg.
Wow!
Currently based in San Francisco, joining us tonight are all of the members of Akai Sky. Ayashi, Umi, Ryusei, and Jinra. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Sean Berg.
I've read that you are inspired by J-pop as well as alternative rock. How did you first come to discover J-pop?
First to discover J-pop, I think my older brother found a tape of Macross the movie, and I heard some pop songs, and I was like, wow, this is really good music. I didn't know that it was in Japanese or anything. I was too young.
It was on videotape, for all of you kids who don't know what that is.
This is me. I think I discovered J-pop probably kind of like most people. Like, you hear like opening and ending themes from anime, and I think the I think I had always listened to J-pop kind of ever since I started listening to anime, or sorry, watching anime. I think the anime Rurouni Kenshin was the first one that exposed me to some Japanese rock music and with some bands that I still listen to today.
As Jinra, I grew up in Thailand, so it's pretty close to Japan. People over there are crazy about anime. And that's where I got into anime, and then after watching it, I started liking the songs. From the songs, I checked out more J-rock bands, and that's pretty much how I got into Japanese music in the first place.
Awesome. And what inspired you to form this band as a J-pop band?
Well, I mean, I guess I always listened to Japanese music, and I really started first listening to, rock music, and when I did, it was J-rock music. So I think it's just a natural progression from, listening to J-rock to wanting to be in a J-rock band.
That's great. Have any members of the band ever been to Japan?
Yes.
Ryusei, that was Ryusei, and his weird trippy trip voice. I've been there, maybe half a dozen times, to visit friends, school, and all that good stuff. I think all of us have, right?
Yeah.
I'm actually going for my first time in May. So.
Oh, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been three or four times, sometimes just to watch a concert.
Does the name Akai Sky have a particular meaning for the band?
The name Akai Sky really just translates to red sky. And the reason why we came up with that name is we wanted, as an American J-rock band, we wanted one English word and one Japanese word just to kind of represent what it is that we're trying to do. And we played around with a lot of names, and we couldn't really find a good one that would stick or sound good. But at the time, Hayashi was really into a song by a band, and the song was called Red Sky. And so I just, absentmindedly one day suggested Akai Sky, and I could kind of see everyone's, expression in the room change. Like, it was very obvious that that was the name that we were supposed to go with. So that's where the name Akai Sky came from.
Wow. Please tell us about your early musical experiences and training. What instruments do you play, and do you have any favorites?
Hey, this is Ryusei. I had a lot of training on piano when I was younger, and then I started to pick up more of the rock band instruments, so guitar, bass, drums. Do I have any favorites? I've been playing a lot of keyboards lately at home, and I'm really into that. I think the biggest thing I miss playing is the drums. Just because it's such a physical activity, you get to move more than just your fingers.
Umi here. Early musical training, I think, was probably first the piano. Like most kids, I started like at 9, and then I hated it. I think I went to school and I was in choir, so I have a little bit of singing background, but not really that great. And then I didn't actually really become interested in music as a passion until I picked up bass. So bass is my favorite.
Jinra here. I've always wanted to play drums since I was in elementary school, but my mom never let me do it because she said it was a waste of money. But I actually started when I was 18, so I actually didn't really have much training as a kid as I would have wanted. But once I started playing at 18, I got hooked on and went, and now I've been playing for, 6-7 years?
I don't have any musical training whatsoever. I just picked up the guitar one day and decided I should try to learn it, and here I am.
And what led you to want to pursue a career in music?
Oh, this is Hayashi. I mean, I think after playing, you know, playing guitar in your bedroom is cool. And then once you start playing with other people, that experience is very special. And, you know, that connection you share with other people is strong. And then when you start performing in front of other people, that same emotion is magnified tenfold. So really that kind of passion and lust for the spotlight is what, you know, for me at least, made me pursue music as a career.
Lust for the spotlight. I like that.
All right. You like that?
Who are your musical influences and what music do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to mainly American, or actually British and J-Rock. Mainly, I listen to Radiohead, a lot of Radiohead, a lot of Muse, and for Japanese, I listen to a lot of Gazette, and I've been checking out a lot of Unlimits and Scandal lately.
I think all of us here like the band Weezer, but in terms of musical influences on me, I would have to say Lark on Ciel is probably the biggest one, and then just bands that I like are like really various. I like Siam Shade, which is a Japanese band, Sex Pistols, infamous English band. I'm drawing a blank.
This is Ryusei. I draw a lot from vocal music. I mean, that covers all kinds of ground from pop and rock to singer-songwriter stuff and even Broadway. Right now, I've been listening to a lot of electronic music. So,
Hayashi here. I mean, I tend to like straightforward rock bands. You know, like Umi said, I like Lark on Ciel. You know, other Japanese bands like Asian Kung Fu Generation, The Back Horn or Straightener. On the English-speaking music side, I like Foo Fighters, U2, Queens of the Stone Age, Alice in Chains.
Can you give us some insight into your creative process? How do you go about writing a song?
Hayashi here. I tend to either write songs based on two concepts. One is based on a guitar riff. Something's catchy, that repeatable, that kind of gets in your consciousness. Another one is a strong melody, some kind of phrase that, you know, really speaks to my heart, especially over a particular chord progression of some sort.
I think probably the most interesting thing about our process as a band is that all the songs we write are collaborative. So generally one of us will bring in a song, you know, with varying degrees of being fleshed out, and the rest of the members will contribute vocals or bass parts or drum parts, depending on what the song still needs.
Yeah, you can feel there's a great collaboration within your songs, even in this interview.
When I write, I usually I'm in the shower, so I get a tune in my head and I try to keep it in my head. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I get to a guitar as fast as I can, and yeah, I just go from there. Usually it never sounds like what I originally imagined, but so it works out.
In 2012, you contributed a song to Lark on Ciel's tribute cover album. How did that come about? What was that experience like for you?
For Vivid Covers, Cleopatra Records actually approached us kind of out of the blue one day to contribute a song, and we were really flattered by that because Lark on Ciel is, you know, personally a big influence on me. And funny story, at the time, Hayashi and I were actually in Japan for the Lark on Ciel 20th anniversary concert. So to get an email the day that we were going to go to the concert was really exciting. I mean, that's really how it came about. There wasn't any special process. They reached out to us, and we were just so happy to be involved in that.
Yeah, and the experience overall, it was great because, you know, we got to cover one of their songs, but we wanted to take that song and update the arrangement in a way where it both reflect on the kind of band that we are as a Kai Sky, and then how Lark on Ciel has influenced us. So we're very proud that we were able to help represent the West Coast scene in American J-Rock.
Are there other groups that you're interested in doing covers for?
I think personally one of my favorite bands is Siam Shade, and I would like to do a cover from them.
I mean, I would like to do a cover of, you know, any of the bands that we talked about, you know. I think doing a cover of a song, you know, for one of our influences is, you know, kind of paying homage to them and how they, you know, influenced us over the years.
Please tell us about your latest CD.
Well, our latest EP is called Heart Attack. We spent some time in the studio last year in December, and we're actually very, very proud of the songs that came out. You know, I think it really shows the evolution of the band and how we've really incorporated, you know, all of our talents into these four songs. So this four-song EP, the songs on the EP are Breakdown, In Black, To the Sea, and Mugen. And I think, you know, each one of these songs represents a certain style of music that we have, because we really wanted to make sure that we offered a variety to our listeners.
Very cool. How can fans contact you to learn more about your music?
Well, everyone can contact us via Facebook, which our website is, or actually our shorthand is just Akai Sky. So you can just search for Akai Sky, or it's facebook.com/AkaiSky. Also, our website, akaisky.com, you can sign up for our mailing list through there and get, you know, monthly updates on what we're up to. So I think those are probably the two best ways.
Yeah.
And the two best ways, or the best way for media is akaisky.bandcamp.com. We update that. That's pretty much our main distribution method. So if you want a physical CD for Heart Attack, that's where you can get it.
Do you have any current or upcoming projects that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I think we just finished our latest EP, Heart Attack, so we're very proud of that. Probably sometime in the midsummer, we'll get back to the studio and record a couple more songs that we have, that we've been gigging with lately. And then hopefully we can put something out by either end of this year or early next year.
Very cool. Look forward to it. Thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to speak with us. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.